A lot of genres make their way into Luca Guadagnino's adaptation of Camille D'Angelis's 2015 novel Bones and All. It's at once horror, romance, coming of age, and a classic episodic American road trip movie. And for the most part, Guadagnino and screenwriter David Kajganich, who also wrote the director's lavish and artful Suspiria remake, succeed in making these various pieces sing together as a cohesive whole. The opening scene is a masterclass in shock horror as our lead, Maren, Taylor Russell, sneaks out of her bedroom to go to a sleepover in the neighborhood. We're clued into the forthcoming danger when a quick beat shows her father, Andre Holland, locking her bedroom door after she supposedly goes to bed. But what follows feels like the opening of a slasher flick. Teen girls, pajamas, and flirting with intimacy. So when Maren herself chomps the finger off of one of her friends, practically mid-conversation, it sets the tone for a bloody good time in which we have to follow a cannibalistic heroine on the run. The plot really gets going when Maren's father disappears one morning, with only a cassette tape left behind, giving an oral history of her violent oral fixation in hopes that she'll find some manner of peace. Set in the 80s, Maren is left to find her own way and figure out her cannibalistic cravings without much direction or safe sense of community. She finds help, of sorts, with the shared ability between fellow cannibals to smell each other, which acts as a gateway for episodic encounters with others who present varying degrees of danger, be they physical or emotional. Michael Stuhlbarg, David Gordon Green, Jessica Harper, Chloe Sevigny, and most notably Mark Rylance all pop in and out for sequences of blood splattering terror or kinship, sometimes both at once. Each actor makes a meal out of their material, however short, lending to Guadagnino's overall playful vibe between all the blood splattering. But for Maren, the only soul capable of making her feel safe at all is Lee Timothée Chalamet, a scrappy young wanderer in low-hanging jeans that are more non-existent than ripped, scraggly long hair with remnants of red dye, and a carefree attitude towards shirts and whether he needs one at all. Russell does a well enough job charting Maren's journey, but Chalamet in all his bad boy godliness here proves a generous co-star, bolstering this relative newcomer's performance with his own clearly natural charisma. But he never steals scenes from her, even if his talent is simply more apparent. Chalamet and Guadagnino understand there can be no true scene stealing in a romance. They both have to be great, and thus he and Russell light the screen on fire in an unusually blood-soaked teenage tenderness that ensures gore never detracts from how cute they are as a couple. That is, until it comes time to deal with the fact that they're both cannibals. Here, cannibals are living on the fringes of society in Ronald Reagan's America. LGBTQ+ and AIDS crisis metaphors abound, but thankfully Guadagnino's delivery comes closer to The Lost Boys than the melodramatic tragedy of a lot of queer cinema. Bones and All is dark and dangerous, but it also relishes in its own camp. That's necessary since we're supposed to be feeling for a literal cannibal love story. But for all its genre mashups, the film does eventually find itself in more familiar places as it wraps up. Maren on her own isn't the most compelling character, but the arc of the film requires her to spend time on her own, and that's where it reveals itself as a more conventional work than much of Guadagnino's previous films. That's not to say the story or the film don't work, just that it becomes a little less interesting along the way. Still, while Bones and All may be more unconventional than actually unique, it succeeds in spades as a mere love story, albeit one decidedly and joyously dripping with blood. Share this, Twitter, Facebook, Reddit, WhatsApp, print.